What do you remember that was the most helpful thing that you were able to do? Because if you're thinking of someone who has just come back from war, whether as they're not, the people in our classes aren't going to be as severely physically wounded, most likely, than the people you had to see. Mm-hmm. But what do you think are some things that the rest of us could do as we work with them? Anything that you think about?
The only thing I remember is when we go out on convoy and the ships would come in and they put the stretchers on the pier and the fellas would be touching the pier and they'd be crying, literally crying. And we just, I don't know, they would put their arms up and we just give them, just hug them and tell them how happy we were that they came home and were proud of all that they had done for our country. And I know it wasn't enough, but when we got them back on the wards, you had to sit and let them talk. You had to listen to what they had to say. Because they wanted, I go back to someone that once said, boys back then don't cry. And so as a result, many of the men that served in World War II came back with some pretty horrible feelings because mom told them not to cry. So they went on with many physical problems because they couldn't let it out. But we were asked to sit with them, let them talk to us, let them try to get as much out, and if they looked like they started to, they would cry, they'd get very embarrassed. And we tried to tell them that the most important thing is to release. Just keep releasing everything that you're feeling. And don't worry about it. Cry. Cry as much as you have to. And that's what it's all about. Get it out. And we were successful in many cases. And then there are these people that, you know, it's hard to work with them. They just feel they can't do that. And, but, I mean, I went from one bed to another and just sitting there and talking to them and sometimes they would say how scared they were and some of them saw some things where they were sitting with their buddy and telling them everything is going to be all right and the next thing they were shot between the eyes and laying in front of them and they said, how do I deal with this? But the best way you deal with it is get it out. Keep getting it out. And I don't know what else to tell you, but we just were told to speak and let them speak and let them talk as much as they had to. They had to cry, let them cry, get it out.